So for those just joining, we are, you know, kind of reminiscing about 2024. Number one most memorable moment of 2024. For me, it was the Detroit game. But there is some breaking news, not related to any on-the-field stuff. They are working right now. Quinn spoke before practice, and we'll hear from some players after practice. Ben will join us in about 25 minutes. But Phil Mendelson, the D.C. Council chair, announced that they will vote on the RFK deal a week from tomorrow, August 1st, and of course it will pass, and Mendelson is touting major changes for the better from the original deal that haircut back in late April with the team, and that Mendelson and the city council have negotiated what he believes to be a much better deal that will add an incremental $674 million in revenue over a 30-year period. If that's true, congratulations. And these things happen this way. You get a term sheet, and then you got that next step, which is the city council. And hopefully this is, you know, what they were able to do. And congrats to them, the city council. But I don't want to lose, you know, any sort of understanding that Mayor Bowser was significant in this process as well, in getting the team and getting a deal that could be, you know, further negotiated to get to this spot. And we're not waiting until mid-September. You know, August 1st, they're on recess, but they're going to get this thing voted on, and it will end up being, what, 17 days after the July 15th deadline, leaving plenty of time for the team to get this thing started and have it open in the year 2030. All right, we're going to just take a few more calls. You guys have been holding for a while. Jason in Florida wants to weigh in on his number one moment of 2024. My number one was the divisional round win in Detroit. What about you, Jason? Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My number one moment was definitely the breakout game of JD5 that Monday night against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, everybody knew Cincinnati couldn't go down 0-3 for the season. So we were prepared to go blow for blow, and JD5, he answered the call. He performed well. I think he was like 91 in pass completions.
Right, 21-23.
And that deep bomb to Terry, like at the end of the game, like, oh my God, like that's when I knew like we had a star. So yeah. I loved that moment.
Thanks, Jason. Great delivery too. That was understated and cool. Steve, my guy in Houston. What's up, thug?
What's up, you goon? Hey, brother.
What was your favorite moment?
Oh, man. Why you ask this question? It's too many. You see how hard it's been on all the callers. I'm going to switch it up. I was going with Detroit. I think Detroit is in a special place because that's, you know, playoffs and all of the odds were against us. And that, you know, the clips from that radio show guy, you know, with all that big trash talk, that was classic.
Oh, right. Yeah. I had him on the show, right? And he's like, you guys have no shot.
Yeah. And he kept talking about, yeah, what you did in Tampa won't be repeated in Detroit. He was right. Going there, but that was good.
Name.
But my favorite
Mark,
moment.
I think his name was Mark Ryan from the Detroit Lions radio station, The Ticket in Detroit. I think that's who it was. I've got several Lions. I can't remember. I think that was him, but he basically came on and trolled our team on the show.
Yeah, he did.
And I said to him, I said, have you watched Jaden Daniels? Are you sure about this? But, you know, we wanted to undersell ourselves. Keep the bar low. Yeah.
Exactly. But let me go to my favorite moment. I switched it up to the Eagles game. The game where we had 5 turnovers, and I think, were we at home? Was that our home game against the Eagles?
Yeah, December 22nd. Yeah. Yep.
And 10 seconds left on the clock, no timeouts, and I think we're at the, I don't know, 15-20 red zone pretty much. And I think, with 10 seconds, maybe 2 plays. And when he hit Jamison Crowder in the end zone, that's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Cornelius Lucas definitely false started on that play. You know, I had an Eagles fan remind me of that a few weeks back, and I went and looked at it, and they did get away with it. But you know what? That would have just pushed it back 5 yards, and he would have thrown the touchdown on the next play. It was just an amazing comeback. And overcoming 5 turnovers in that game is insane against that defense. That was
what was nuts. I mean, with those odds, that's almost impossible, man. 5 turnovers, You know, but we pulled it off. JD5, baby.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Jim, Salisbury, Maryland. Go ahead.
I have to say, Kevin, had to be the Detroit game. I just sat on my couch the whole game in stunned silence. I didn't say a word. It was just unbelievable. It was the most. It brought me back. You know what I'm saying? It brought me back to watching the team again. Just crazy, man.
That was nuts. It really was. You know, as we've been going through this part of the show, I've been looking at all of my notes on the Detroit game. And, you know, when they put Mariota in the game on that first fourth down on the first drive and he got stopped and Detroit took the ball over, went down and scored, I'm like, damn. I'm like, that was a moment in the game that you weren't going to be able to get back. And it's like, why would you have Mariota on the field when you have Jaden Daniels? You didn't need to get tricky in that spot. But they, from that moment on, they basically, I think, punted one time and they missed a field goal, and that was it. It was all touchdowns. It was all, you know, big play after big play. It was so impressive. Thanks, Jim. All right, two more.
Thanks.
Matt, go ahead. Matt, your number one moment from 24.
Hey, Kevin, just a little bit of context to this. I grew up in Alexandria back in the 80s. Went to the We Want Dallas game, the NFC Championship. Lifelong Skins fan, and I was able to take my teenage son to the Tampa playoff game and share that experience. That was his first game. We lived not far from downtown Tampa, so it was an awesome experience. My heart stopped when that ball hit that goalpost. And I just wanted to share that with you. And I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. You know, the thing about that Tampa game, and you were there, but the Detroit game, not a lot of our fans. The Tampa game, remember, there were a lot of Skins fans in Tampa.
It was like
their
own game. I was astonished. I was astonished. I'd never been to an away game where there had been anywhere close to that number of burgundy and gold. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. What a football game. The key play in that game was the Baker Mayfield fumble. You know, when they were deep in their own territory with the lead in the fourth quarter, and he fumbled.
You're going to laugh at this. Before that snap, I looked at my son and I said, "It's about time for Baker to be Baker." And that, no joke, not 3 seconds later, he fumbled the ball.
You know what, though?
We have
I like him. I've become a Baker
too.
Mayfield fan. I think the dude's a badass.
He's got heart. There's no question. You can't teach that. You can't teach some of the stuff he's got instinctively. Yeah.
Thanks,
but
Matt.
I'll never not be a Washington fan, and it feels so good for us to feel like at least we're on the right track, because I have been down that long, dusty road for 30 years now, and it's been painful.
Yeah. That stretch of those 2 weeks were fun. All right, Big Law, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
All right, appreciate that, Kevin. Yeah, Big Law, Seven Cities, down here in Hampton Roads, man. So you asked for some defensive plays. Defensive play I got to bring up, which made me really start to believe this was a viable thing, was the Dante Fowler interception against the Carolina Panthers. And I was like, wait a minute. I said, we got something. You know, I said, the luck has finally turned for us. And to have him take that pick six back by a defender, it reminded me of when LeVar Arrington did it. And my big play was when Zach Ertz caught that touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons at the end of the game to end it.
Yep.
That right there, I jumped up on that, man. That was phenomenal. But keep it rocking, baby. You're doing a great job, as always.
Thanks.
We'll be down here listening.
Appreciate it, Big Law. All right. didn't think we would go that long on it, but we got some good memories of 2024. All right, I want to play some of what Mayor Bowser said on the Junkies this morning, but the breaking stadium news, it's official. They're going to vote August 1st. Phil Mendelson touting a much better deal that the city council was able to create. I'm just telling you, I'm not taking any credit away from the mayor. It certainly seems to be his intention to take all of the credit for this. Everybody gets credit for this, both sides, too, the team and the city. But they're going to vote a week from tomorrow, and the votes will be there, and it will be finalized that the RFK 2030 opening, that project will begin. Of course, the wild card, as we know, is 47. But hopefully this process has started and it will become official a week from Friday. You'll hear some of what the mayor said this morning with the Junks. Next, Ben Standig will join us from training camp at noon. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.